Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Frightening moments for people enjoying a homecoming parade. Witnesses describe the moment a car speeds right through that parade route in Durham.
And a quick shower out there this morning, but I'll show you when we'll see lots of sunshine later on today.
And the U.S. is working to get Americans in Israel back to the U.S. as the conflict in Israel enters another week. We'll tell you about the chartered flight that returned hundreds of people back to Florida just moments ago. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, first full week of the fair as we start another work week here and school week. We want to know what is going on outside. Weather-wise, Elizabeth Gardner has a similar start to yesterday. Elizabeth, good morning.
We're starting off with a little bit of cloud cover. We're going to end up with some sunshine by lunchtime. We have a sprinkle that popped up down in our southern counties, just south of Fayetteville. That's continuing to push towards Sampson County. It's a quick little shower. It'll be in and out. It's not going to be anything that causes any issues for your morning commute. And for most folks, it's just going to be nice and dry. We'll get some folks heading out on their walk there in Apex this morning, wearing those jackets. Some traffic here on Salem Street. But you can see everything is dry and quiet. 50 degrees is the temperature officially in the Triangle area. We do have the top of the tower lit up in purple for some cloud cover that we're going to see on and off for this morning. It's coolest near the Virginia line, 43 in Roxboro and South Hill, but it is 48 in Southern Pines and 49 in Clinton. Elsewhere, temperatures are in the low 50s, and temperatures are running anywhere from around 5 to around 10 degrees cooler than this time yesterday on average. State Fair forecast, though, looks wonderful. A little bit of cloud cover to start with. We'll see a lot of sunshine midday. Our high temperature likely to be in the low 60s and a little bit of cloud cover again later on this afternoon. Here's a look at futurecast. You can see some of those clouds hanging around this morning up until around 9 or 10 and then some sunshine. And then another disturbance drops in on us this evening, bringing a few clouds in time for the evening commute and maybe a quick sprinkle, but again, not enough to change your plans or work around. Our temperature is definitely cool today in the low 60s. That's going to be about 10 degrees below normal. We're back to normal later in the week, but we also end up with a chance for rain. We'll walk you through the timeline for Friday coming up, Brian.
6:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we do have reports of a minor crash in Garner. I'm watching the sensors out at 70 Business eastbound at I-40. Not seeing any delays just yet, but we'll watch that and let you know how it's looking. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we had an earlier report of a crash on Capitol Boulevard near Trawick Road. It looks like that is cleared. Never really amounted to very much. In Durham, your major routes are looking fine. 885 right now, clear in both directions between I-40 and 147. Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. This morning, we are working to learn more about this alarming incident that happened during a parade in Durham. Cell phone video captured the moment a car speeds right through that crowded parade route. WRAL's Laura Levine is live in Durham right now with reaction from the people who were right there when this happened. Laura.
Jeff, each and every year, this event brings in big crowds for Hillside High School's homecoming parade. And unfortunately, both Durham Police and the Sheriff's Office had to respond to different incidents happening here along Fayetteville Street. This is exactly where that parade traveled. And with the celebrations, the cheering, and folks having a good time, it quickly turned into chaos as that speeding car came flying through the parade. Take a close look at this video that we've slowed down for you, where you can see that black car flying through ongoing parade traffic. In the video, we could also hear people screaming and shouting. Deputies chased that car as participants tried to dodge the chaos. Councilman Leonardo Williams tells me he was walking along the parade route when the car barely missed him and children from R.N. Harris Elementary School who were marching in the parade. He says when it all ended, he could think about really was the Raleigh Christmas Parade and the tragedy that occurred there.
That was the afterthought. I was like, first Raleigh, now us. Hopefully we've learned, you know, we are going to learn from this today and better secure the parade for NCCU's upcoming, which is going to be populated even more. So we'll definitely tackle down on this challenge and make sure we're all set.
And Durham police say here at the intersection of Fayetteville and Cook, a deputy who was handling traffic had to stop two reckless dirt bike drivers who were trying to enter the parade without permission. Durham police had to come and help and actually arrest those two individuals. Durham police also arrested a woman who was here with a felony warrant and two other suspects. We are working to learn if those people were connected to that speeding car. This is a story that we will continue to work to get answers on. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Durham.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, U.S. Secretary of Defense Antony Blinken is in Israel this morning. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That meeting was scheduled for 6 a.m. our time, so just a couple minutes ago. The U.S. is trying to help American citizens trapped in Gaza make their way across the Rafah crossing in Egypt. And today, the Israeli Prime Minister's office denied that there was any arrangement to open that border crossing. But just yesterday, Blinken promised the crossing will be open, and that the U.S. is working with the U.N. They're working with Egypt, Israel, and others to coordinate that.
Michelle, thanks. As Israel ramps up its military response to Hamas's attack, civilians are fleeing to safety. Some now have a way to escape the violence in Gaza, with Egypt reopening its border today. Now, this comes as the Palestinian Authority president is making his first clear denouncement of the attacks by Hamas on Israel. Mahmoud Abbas says the militant group's actions do not represent the Palestinian people. Israel also saying it will soon reopen the water supply to southern parts of Gaza.
Trying now to move the civilians so that they will not be hurt. And we want to go in and uproot that infrastructure of terror.
NBC News is reporting the Prime Minister of Israel has invited President Biden on a solidarity visit. An official says the White House is considering the request.
A plane load of Americans coming from Israel arrived in Tampa, Florida last night. More than 270 Americans were on this charter flight. They were stranded in Israel after Hamas fighters attacked the Jewish state 10 days ago. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his wife Casey greeted passengers as they stepped off the plane. Florida partnered with the nonprofit group Project Dynamo to bring them home. DeSantis says he expects there'll be more flights in the coming days. And this morning, the group Jewish Voice for Peace plans to rally against the war. At 9 a.m., they plan to gather at the office of Congresswoman Valerie Fouché in Durham. They're calling for action that would lead to ceasefire as well as humanitarian assistance.
A man is in the hospital with serious injuries after shooting in Raleigh. This happened last night on Durlane Drive, and you're looking at video from the scene. Officers say the man was shot several times. A suspect is in custody. Police believe the shooting was the result of some kind of domestic dispute. The incident remains under investigation. Fayetteville police are investigating after a report of a shooting. This happened last night on B Street. Crime scene tape was up around a single-story house, and forensic units were at the scene as well. We've reached out to police for more information.
Four people are still in the hospital this morning after a deadly crash near Garner. This happened around 2:15 Sunday afternoon on Old Stage Road. You see the video here as troopers say 53-year-old Angela Hinton of Willow Springs was traveling south in an SUV, crossed the center line and crashed head-on into another SUV driven by 25-year-old Gilberto Galvan of Anger. Both of them died at the scene. Four people who were in Hinton's vehicle are in the hospital. No word on their conditions.
Starting this week, high school seniors have the chance to save money on college application fees. More than 100 colleges and universities across the state will be waiving fees during the annual college application week. It begins today and runs through Friday. Students must apply through the College Foundation of North Carolina's website. A full list of participating colleges and universities is on that site as well. UNC Chapel Hill and NC State are not participating.
Also starting today, updated COVID-19 vaccine appointments begin for those who don't have health insurance. Durham County Public Health Department is offering Moderna and Pfizer vaccines for people 6 months and older. These appointments are for people who don't have private health care coverage, Medicare, Medicaid, or their insurance doesn't cover COVID vaccines. If you're uninsured, you can schedule an appointment by calling the number on your screen. And today you have a chance to give your input on what's in the Raleigh City budget. Listening session is happening today, 6 to 7:30 tonight at Chavis Park Community Center. City officials want the community's input on things like transportation, housing, parking, and the environment. If you can't make it to today's session, there's another one tomorrow at Carolina Pines Community Center.
It was week 6 of Sunday Night Football last night. The New York Giants and Buffalo Bills went down to the wire. The Bills forced an incomplete pass on the one-yard line on the game's final play, avoiding an upset and defeating the Giants 14-9. Tonight, the Dallas Cowboys face the Los Angeles Chargers at SoFi Stadium. You can catch it tonight at 8 on ESPN.
10 minutes after 6, a lot of parents are unsure what to say to their children about what's happening in Israel. Just ahead, a pediatric psychologist shares her guidance on how to talk to your kids about the violence. WRL's Ken Smith will have that story.
And then coming up at 6:30, the new features at the State Fair this year, making it more accessible to kids and families.
And heading out the door this morning, it's chilly. Our temperatures are mainly in the upper 40s to around 50. As the kids are getting off the bus, it's also going to be cool with 60s. I'll show you what will change to bring our temperatures close to normal coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13, and we're seeing a little bit of cloud cover out there this morning. The kids at the bus stop are seeing temperatures anywhere from the upper 40s to low 50s, so a jacket feels good. It's not really going to be a shorts and t-shirts weather, though, because our highs will only climb into the low 60s. It's going to be a cool afternoon, 63 degrees for our afternoon high. We will see a lot of sunshine around the middle of the day, and then during the evening, we'll likely see some clouds again. It's a little bit cloudy for us this morning, but today, generally, we'll stay nice and dry. We take a look at your forecast if you're about to head out the door and walk the dogs again. It's a nice cool start out there. Our temperatures are currently in the 40s and low 50s. You can see at 9 a.m. around 51 degrees. Again, looking at a mild afternoon. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is now 6:14. Getting reports of some sort of an incident in downtown Durham at Main at Fayetteville. We are sending Brett Neeson the WRL breaking news tracker. We'll let you know when he gets there and what he finds at that scene. Also in Garner, we have that minor crash reported on 70 Business eastbound right around the I-40 interchange. Maybe a little bit of a backup showing up there around Greenfield Parkway, but overall traffic is flowing pretty well through that area. Major approaches into Raleigh right now are looking pretty good as we take a look at those live sensors. No big delays as you come in from Knightdale. All clear on 87 southbound. Renee?
Brian, thank you. More news to tell you about. Orange County deputies are investigating a woman's death. That's after they found her body off Heron Pond Road just before 9 Sunday morning. Authorities say the woman was white and in her 30s. While an official cause of death hasn't been determined, we've learned that she died sometime over the weekend. Deputies are withholding the woman's name until next of kin is notified. Current world conflicts like the Israel-Hamas war may make some children feel overwhelmed. WRL's Ken Smith joins us now with ways that doctors say parents can ease that stress and talk to their kids about difficult topics. Ken, I think a lot of parents want their children to have a general understanding of what's going on in the world, but they don't know how to go about it.
We know as parents, it's not an easy conversation, but really a necessary one because of all the information to which our children are exposed. Getting some advice this morning from Dr. Amy Lee with Cleveland Clinic Children's. Dr. Lee says that conversation should include what type of social media content children should avoid, taking social media breaks. And she says it's important to watch what you say around your children and what you watch on TV or your own social media feed. The bottom line, though, open communication, according to Dr. Lee, is key.
The challenge can be, you know, like that we want to keep communication open. And if parents are trying to limit, especially for adolescents, trying to limit what apps they're using or how much they're looking, it can create sort of an area of conflict or like just a problem with honesty.
Well, Dr. Lee suggests for younger children, they might be more concerned about their safety. Parents can offer reassurances or simple explanations on how situations are different in different places. Of course, this will be a topic of conversation on the Today Show coming up right after our morning news. And Renee, as you know, that, you know, Franklin's two and the girls are 10 months old, so they're not really aware. But I do think about what that conversation will be like as they get older when other world conflicts pop up.
And if your children are already in school, a lot of experts suggest that maybe you go ahead and start that conversation, not necessarily wait for them to come to you. Maybe just open it up with, you know, what have you heard about Israel? What have you heard about Gaza? And let those questions guide that important discussion.
As parents, control that narrative.
Absolutely. Right. Ken, thanks.
Sure. 6:17, the time right now. It was a little chilly, but dry for the most part for the Bull City Race Fest in Durham as runners took to the starting line. 3,500 runners at the American Tobacco campus yesterday morning. A half marathon took off 7:30 a.m. A 5-miler began at 8. The course took runners through downtown and surrounding historic neighborhoods.
We believe that every runner that shows up at the start line has a unique story or a different reason for being there. And we just want to honor all of those stories by producing these events. Make them safe, make them fun, make them memorable. Because they mean so much to people.
And WRL's Allie Ingersoll was out there with me emceeing this event. WRL is a proud community partner. Best tour of Durham on 2 feet, Renee.
And Jeff, you took that 2-foot tour, didn't you? After the emceeing,
He
blitzed through that half marathon. He's a little sore this morning, but he still showed up for work today.
That's right. I'm stretching.
So, Jeff, let's get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. A dry start to our Monday morning and no rain for much of the week.
Yeah, things looking nice and quiet. It was a nice day yesterday, nice and cool. We'll see conditions very similar to yesterday today. Goldsboro, Fayetteville right there in our newsroom, Apex, and of course Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's dark out there, but it is a little bit cloudy this morning. We're going to see some sunshine midday and then another little wave of some clouds roll through later on with a sprinkle or two during the evening commute. But generally, it'll be just calm and cool today. A bit warmer by Wednesday, the 70s return, but today and tomorrow our highs will be in the 60s like they were yesterday. And then our next front doesn't arrive until Friday into Friday night, and we'll talk about how that could affect your fair going. But the next 3 days at the fair looks just great. 63 today, 66 for tomorrow, and 70 on Wednesday. I tell you what, Monday I have found, especially if you have little kids and they're not in school, man, get out there this morning. It's Monday morning is the prime time to go without a lot of crowds. We do have this disturbance. You can see the rain here in Kentucky. That disturbance is going to swing on through here later this afternoon. It's going to lose most of its moisture back across the mountains. And so we're going to see fairly dry conditions this evening as well as tomorrow. Our next big system comes in on Friday. This is Thursday morning. There's that front. We'll pause it first thing Friday morning at 9 a.m. We're nice and quiet, partly cloudy skies. And then we'll see a low moving up the coast that won't affect us, but the front itself moves through. Notice that at 6 p.m. on Friday, it is still dry. It's mainly going to be potentially an overnight and maybe early Saturday morning event. At 7 a.m., we're still seeing some showers in our eastern counties, and then that moves right on out, and the rest of the weekend looks nice and dry. So not a lot of rain with this system on Friday. We'll continue to track the timeline of that. If you're planning to head out to the fair after work on Friday, you want to, again, just continue to check back, and we'll see, you know, how the timeline works out. It may be that, you know, we don't start to see that rain until maybe 10 or 11 o'clock on Friday night. We have a 30% chance in for Friday. We have a 20% chance in today just for a quick sprinkle or two. Overall, for the next 7 days, we have a quarter of an inch or less in our forecast. That's almost nothing. That's barely measurable. Our tropical outlook still have a system that's coming off the coast of Africa, moving through the middle of the Atlantic there. 70% chance that it develops, and the computer model plots with that do keep it moving off to the west. So we'll keep watching that one over the next week or two. Our warmest day this week, 72 on Thursday. Again, variably cloudy on Friday with a quick sprinkle. We're cool again on Saturday and Sunday, but nice and dry for the end of the fair. And you were there yesterday.
Yes.
How were the crowds?
Oh, it was busy. Yeah. It was because Renee was sitting next to me, so that's why there were hundreds of people in line. But yeah, it was a beautiful day at the fair. Perfect weather for it. 6:21 right now. We do have a crash in Garner that I'm watching this morning. New information about this. This is on the westbound side of Business 70 at Greenfield Parkway. So heading away from Clayton back toward the I-40 interchange, you're going to run into a little bit of a slowdown as you head through that area. Once you get to I-40, you're in good shape. Look for a disabled vehicle at Western Boulevard near 440. Not seeing any big delays with that one just yet. And in downtown Durham, reports of some sort of an incident out at Main Street at Fayetteville Street. Brett Neese is on his way there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. And as soon as he gets on the scene, we'll let you know what he finds.
Thanks, Brian. Families can save big this week on college application fees. We'll tell you the schools where you can apply for free and potentially save hundreds of dollars.
And a dangerous parade incident raising alarm this morning. The speeding car that nearly hit people in Durham.
And here's a look at your winning NC Education lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Brian Schrader here now on our Monday morning with What's Trending, Brian.
And it's no surprise that Taylor Swift fans turned out in force at movie theaters this weekend.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Overwhelming dominance for the movie version of Swift's concert tour. 7 out of every 10 movie tickets sold this weekend were for the Eras Tour movie.
Everyone knew this was going to happen as soon as the movie came out. In fact, you may remember the Exorcist Believer. They were going to premiere the same weekend, and the studio moved it up 1 week because they didn't want to go up against this juggernaut.
Wise move.
Yes, for sure. Chris Evans publicly confirmed for the first time that he recently got married to actress Alba Baptista. The Marvel actor was sporting a wedding band this weekend at New York Comic Con. He told the audience that he and Baptista have been relaxing and enjoying life and reflecting as newlyweds.
Of course, they'd have to relax after having two ceremonies. They did this twice because Baptista is from Portugal, so they had one ceremony there. And then they had one on the East Coast up in Cape Cod. Evans says that took place last month.
Brian, thanks.
NC Courage clinched the spot in the playoffs last night during their game against the Washington Spirit. They'll be hosting New York, New Jersey, Gotham next Sunday at Wake Med Soccer Park. They are returning to the playoffs, first time in a couple of years for that.
And we're taking a peek outside. We have a little bit of sunshine just starting to light up the skyline here in Raleigh. Starting off with a mix of sun and clouds, but we'll see some sunshine this afternoon. I'll show you why temperatures will be so far below normal.
Starting today, students can apply to more than 100 colleges across the state for free. Just ahead, how your student can take advantage of this opportunity.
Homecoming celebrations here in Durham quickly turned into chaos as a speeding car sped through a parade just ahead. I'll show you that video all caught on camera and hearing from firsthand accounts from people at the scene.